So Monday night, March 20th, on the weekly episode of Raw, Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns got into it on their second promo for the upcoming match at WrestleMania. During that promo, Cody Rhodes pretty much described Roman Reigns' future if or when he loses the title at WrestleMania. After he went through his dialogue, he looked at Solo, got in Solo's face, and told Solo that he was not ready. And this had me thinking, because there has been speculation among the fan base that Solo Sikoa might be the one that helps end Roman Reigns' championship run and basically breaks up the bloodline. Through all that, the fact that Cody said that he wasn't ready made me think even further about this. So Cody pretty much defined Solo as not being ready because he was pretty much flanked by the champion, Roman. But if you think about it, Solo has had a pretty epic career in NXT, becoming the NXT North American champion. But then he was pulled into the bloodline by Roman to help back up Roman during the Clash of Champions in Cardiff. Ever since then, Solo has just been treated as the enforcer. Every so often, he would have a singles match. But let's think about that. Even through his victories, they have come at the hands of the bloodline or assistance through the bloodline. So Solo has not had that opportunity to be that beast that he was in NXT. So naturally, for someone like Cody, you can use that to your advantage and get in his head. So with all that being said, in that recent event, is Solo going to prove that he's ready by interfering in that match at WrestleMania, or the opposite, by not helping Roman when he needs it because of the fact that how he's been treated and how he's been used and how he's perceived by the industry? Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for listening.